All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I think I looked at my calendar. Is it 6 weeks from Friday? Coach Andrew Hofer is opening night for the high school football season Friday night, August the 30th. How's summer been going for the Eagles?
You know, we've had a real productive summer, and guys are getting after it, and you know, I'm really liking the direction that we're headed right now.
Busy week for you this week. Going to kind of stay local, have an event with Orion, you told me, off the air Thursday night, and then Saturday, I think, a little bit of new territory for you, going down to Macon County and one of the true shrines of high school football with Morrell Forsyth.
Yeah, one of the things that we really wanted to get going this summer was implementing a little bit more competition, and so we've got a real nice 7-on-7 slate and some lineman challenges coming up. You know, we've got Orion and Allman this week, and then this weekend we've got Decatur, St. Teresa, Clifton Central, Hillsboro, potentially Moroa as we're down at their place. So the competition really ratchets up a little bit, and you know, I think it's really good for our kids to be in that type of competitive environment, and you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, and we're looking forward to the challenge and the competition this weekend.
How did the arrangement come about going down to Moroa?
You know, as these 7-on-7 round robins and tournaments pop up, you get various emails and contacts. And so Coach Joseph and I kind of hooked up via email a little bit early in the winter time, and we got to talking a little bit, and we got things worked out, and so we're excited about going down.
Well, and why don't you elaborate a little bit the early portion of the schedule, because again, it's the LTC Prairie Land Conference crossover situation the first 2 weeks of the season. How does that set up for the Eagles in 2019?
Yeah, we're at Knoxville week one, and then we're hosting Elmwood Brimfield week two. So it's the same schedule as last year, just reversed as far as home away. So we're facing two opponents who are both perennial playoff contenders, and both have made some good runs in the playoffs and had a lot of success in the Prairie Land. They both present unique challenges. They're physical up front. They're both power rushing teams, and you know, they're the types of teams that really help prepare us for conference play and really help prepare you for the second season.
Well, and I know you can't really size stuff up until the pads get put on in the middle portion of August. But personnel-wise, how are things stacking up, you think, as you know, kind of piece the different units together heading into 2019?
Even though a lot of them are underclassmen, what I'm really noticing about this year's team as compared to the last 2 years is that we've got definitely enhanced the speed element of our team, and that's something that we've really focused on, speed and recovery and making sure that our guys are in the best possible position each and every day to compete and go out and also have fun at the same time. So, but I do think we are a much quicker team overall than we have been the last couple of years. We've got an abundance of backs that we've really been working on developing. You know, perennially we've had a lot of good wide receivers here, and that's awesome. That's great. We haven't had as many running backs, and we've been really working on developing that. So I think you're going to see that as an element. And then on the defensive side, again, that speed element, I'm really excited about seeing that, especially once we get the pads on and being able to see that kind of come to fruition on the field.
And then how have you liked Seth Speaker's progress as, you know, becoming a quarterback? And, you know, seeing him last spring at the high jump bar, I'm like, man, that dude has got some athletic ability. There's no question about that. How has his development been as he's going to take over that position?
You know, when you're trying to develop a quarterback, and we've got four of them right now who've never played a high school snap at quarterback, so that's certainly unique and interesting, and it takes time. So you come in June and you get your first reps, and you know, it's rough at first, but as they continue to develop and work on the fundamentals and really work on the little aspects of the game, you start to see glimpses of what can become something really special. And I think that Seth has done a great job picking up the offense, learning the footwork and all the fundamentals that come with playing quarterback. And Evan Ott has come out for us this year, and he's also learning those things and working on that. And we've got a couple of freshmen that we really like too. And so these guys are, you know, they're listening, they're learning, and they're just every day focusing on the little things that it takes to be a really good quarterback.
And the other thing I've heard, a new kid coming into the district that's going to play football, Braden Williams from Orion. That's a nice addition, and it sounds like he's fitting in well too.
Yeah, I mentioned that we've really been working on developing running backs, and he's one of a stable of kids out there who's done a nice job. He's, you know, fast and tough, and you know, we had another kid who moved in last winter too, and a couple of the underclassmen coming up. So it's the first time in a while that I felt like we've got some depth at that position and depth overall. You know, sometimes you come into a season and you know, there's only so many kids who can legitimately play, and this year there's an abundance of kids. And you know, I think that's a huge step in the right direction. As again, it kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier, where you're talking about recovery and staying fresh. We can get more guys on the field. You can you know, I mean, it's good for your program to get as many guys on the field as possible, but it's also good, you know, for your team on an individual game night. We're able to stay fresh and you know, go as hard as we can for the limited reps that you get.
Right, and it's nice. Hopefully, every year we get six home games with district scheduling. Is we get six home games this year, right or not?
No, I believe it's only five.
Oh, okay. Five. I thought I read six. All right, only. We'll take five over four any day. All right, have a good rest of the summer, and before you know it, it'll be August 30th.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew Hope with us on WRMJ.